Like Mother Lon said, you never had to know where she stood. She told you where it was. So may God bless you and take care of you through your life. And thank you for everything you've done for us. And I would like to say that there will be dinner here after we come back from the gravesite. Like Sister Lowe said last night, Mom could go to church and she never hardly shut up through the whole church service, but she could tell you what everybody wore when she went home and what the preacher said. He was that noticing, but she just loved to talk. I reckon about as good as anybody I ever seen. That's not talking bad about her. It's just telling the truth. And we want everybody to come back and eat with us and thank Neil and him for doing such a good job. Neil's part of our family, and we love him. And y'all pray for us and what we're trying to do, and we'll not keep you long. But the brothers asked how to do it. I said, Mom would want you done it just like we had church. Just go ahead and have church. And so pray for us, okay? Thank you all very much.
Gates of gold. open wide.
Ready.
Secure.
Amen.
as long as life endures.
Juanita Granny Bryant, 86, of Greenup, Kentucky, went to be with the Lord on Tuesday, January 29, 2008, in Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital. She was born November 8, 1921, in Joe Nancy, Pike County, Kentucky, a daughter of the late Long Joe and Bertha Osborne. She was the wife of the late Walter Bud Bryant, whom she married on December 23, 1946. And was a 70-year member of the Old Regular Baptist Church, with Little Jewel Old Regular Baptist Church in Westwood, Kentucky, being her home church. She was a granny to many children in Greenup. Granny is preceded in death, along with her parents and husband, by a brother, Ellsworth Osborne, a son-in-law, Keith Cooper, a daughter-in-law, Judy Bryant, and a grandson, Joshua Bryant. She is survived by her six loving children, two sons, Larry Bryant and his wife Kathy of Portsmouth, Ohio, and Terry Bryant and his wife Rita of Greenup, four daughters, Clara Sue Kuntz and her husband Rick, and Bertha Jane Wright and her husband Chuck, both of Ashland, Loretta Jean Cooper of Portsmouth, and Lisa K. Bailey and her husband Richard of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky. Three sisters, Kathleen Hall, Minerva Cottle, and Loretta Hopkins, all of Pike County, Kentucky, and was a loved grandma of her 10 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. Last week I played with a little baby. I thought how soon he'd become a man, but today I wronged him for the last time. His fevered brow, it burned my hand. We're here today, and we're gone tomorrow. That's the way life in this old world is. We're here today, and we're gone tomorrow. There must be a better world than this. A little birds all sing, in my flower garden. I thought that summertime would never end, but the cold wind blows and the snow is falling, and the little birds, they're gone again. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. That's the way life in this whole world is. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. There must be a better world than this. First of all, we would like to extend our deepest condolences to this family, realizing it's been a difficult time and a hard week for you. We've had a lot of thoughts, and we won't be in your presence too long. We'll soon come to a song, and a brother can lead a prayer, and Brother Junior will come, and the Lord will help him to preach his funeral. The other night, on Wednesday night at our meeting here, Brother Terry told the people the arrangements for the funeral. He told the people what Sister Juanita had said the first time that she ever heard me in the stand. And that touched me, Brother Terry, way deep. And I thought a lot this week about, not often that you hear a member for 70 years. And in my mind, I begin to think back of all the brothers, no doubt, that she's heard preach over the years, all the sermons she heard preached. And in my mind, I thought back, Brother Terry, to what it must have been like for a little 17-year-old mountain girl. No doubt didn't have a lot as far as the world's treasures. But at that time in her life, she heard a sound unlike any other sound. And I thought of the scripture this morning that somewhere in this book says that blessed are they that know the joyful sound. 17 years old and just had a little young, tender heart, but she heard that joyful sound. And I want you to know this morning that that same sound is still in the earth today. It's the same sound that man John came with long years ago. A voice crying in the wilderness. And what did he come saying? Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I thought this morning in my mind, no doubt that sound has wore out many an old man's voice. Many an old preacher has lived out his life, yes, and preached. But that sound is still here. Yes, and I believe, Brother Hahn, yes, as long as time goes on, there'll be somebody somewhere ahead. There'll be somebody somewhere crying out, yes, to the people, get ready, ahead, yes, she, yes, lived, yes, a long life here, ahead, yes, and yes, did many things, but I want you to know, ahead, if she could tell you this morning what was the best thing that ever happened to her, yes, she'd take you back ahead, to that day at 17 years old. Yes, when she said, Jesus, I choose you. I want to live for you. I want to walk with you. Yes, and when my work, yes, is all finished, you'll come and take me from this world. Yes, a sorrow, a little family. Yes, this morning, no more, no more. Will you hear a voice? No more. Will she wrap her arms yes, around you? Yes, and it'll be lonesome, and there'll be a time. There's a time to mourn, and then there's a time to not mourn. But here is the thought I want to get across to you. You know, David, when his son had died, yes, and he'd mourned many days, and finally, yes, he said this, yes, he said he can't come back out of where I am, but I can go to him. So you that are here this morning, yes, she prepared for this day all of her life. Her sorrows, her pain is all over with, Larry. But if you're here this morning, and I get a special feeling sometimes for the grandchildren. I've been where you're at. I've seen death come and take my grandparents away. But here is what I want to tell you this morning. I can't go up that long holler yes anymore. They can't hug me and love on me. But I've got a knowledge this morning, Brother John, that I'm going where they're at. Yes, you. Yes, that haven't made ready. Yes, if Grandpa, Mommy, I could have one wish for you. I believe with all my heart, I could tell you what that wish would be. It would be to get ready. Get ready. I could talk a long time about Sister Juanita. You know, the other day when the news come, I didn't get to know her when she was young. I didn't get to hear her strong singing voice that they said she had. Yes, but I wrote Becky. She was at work and I wrote her an email. I said, we haven't known her very long. Oh, but I thank God that he let me meet her and just walk along a little while. Today, little family, after a while, this service will end. Oh, and you'll follow Mommy the last mile out to the cemetery. But here's something I want you to promise me. Yes, in the days and weeks that are yet to come. Oh, when you think of Mommy, don't think of that lonely graveyard. Mommy's not there, brethren. Oh, Mommy's resting in the paradise of God. Never another worry. Never another tear. Never another pain, Brother Lon. Oh, she's just waiting, waiting, waiting. Lord, when will that day come? When we'll all meet in that city called heaven. So today, little family, oh, today, be of good cheer. I know that's a hard thing to hear. Yes, when you're grieving. Yes, but I'll tell you what. If we can just get to where we can look at this right, this is the happiest time for this little sister. Oh, the other morning, I believe she saw the Lord coming to take her away. Come on, I'm waiting for him, Brother Junior. Oh, you that are here this morning, isn't it a good feeling to know that when you come down to the crossing, the King will be right there waiting for you. So today, my friends, you that are looking on, let me ask you to do this for me, and then I'll bring my remarks to a close. The Lord's here this morning. Oh, sometime tonight before you go to bed, could you just get somewhere by yourself? And could you look up and say, God, am I living the kind of life that you'd have me to live? You might say, yes, how will I know what to do? If you've got an honest heart, the Lord will show you what to do. All of us, every one of us, if time continues on, we'll meet death. Oh, but if you're ready for it, it's just a sweet exchange, my brothers. May God bless you. May God bless this little family. Goodbye, dear sister, goodbye. Farewell for just a little while. Oh, I'll see you on the other side of the river, where we'll shout and sing forever and ever. God bless you.
Oh, gracious, our kind and our heavenly Father.
Yeah, Lord.
Blessed God, how that we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For this day of our life. Most of all, God, we thank you for the 70-some year, God.
Yes,
you blessed us, blessed sister, to walk on the highway of holiness.
Yeah, Lord.
God, we understand, Lord, there's no exits, no detours on that highway. It's just one straight way headed towards a country that's called heaven.
Yeah, Lord.
But God, we understand, Lord, when you said, right, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, say the Spirit that they rest from their labors and their works do follow thee. But God, we thank you, Lord, for the works of her, through and by the obedience, God, that she give to you. But Lord, now, Father, Lord, as we bow before thee in behalf of these children, Lord, that's left behind. God, I'd give my life if my mom could have left me what this one has left for Brother Terry and his family. Oh, God, Father, now, Lord, we understand, Lord, you've got a place where there's no more hospitals, no more nursing homes, no more sickness, Lord. And one thing, God, when she got to the bank of that cold river of death, Lord, you wiped every tear from her eye, God. You beckoned her and said, welcome home, thy good and thy faithful servant. Now enter into the joy of the Lord. And God, would you wrap your loving arms around these children, God, and let them be able to say, Lord, I thank you, God, that you took Mom home.
Yes,
I know the other day when we were here, God, she was getting down by the river, but God, you had the lifeboat that she needed to get on, and Lord, 70-some year ago, you give her a ticket to get on that old ship, God, that's been long sailing, Lord, bound for Canaan's peaceful shore. God, we thank you, Lord, for this church, Lord, that she called her home. But Jesus, would we never fail, Lord, to thank you for your love and for your kindness, Lord, and for the invitation, God, that you give us, Lord, that you give this mother, Lord, that she could sit at your table, Lord, with great delight. And God and Father of love, would you bless the deceit, Lord, that she left here. But God, we feel, Lord, graciously, Lord, she filled her seat over in the glory land. And God, when Brother Junior comes, Lord, would you hang his tongue, Lord, on the gospel war that libertize that Jesus had. He might bring the good news from a far land. And Jesus, Lord, she didn't need these earthly flowers, God. She had the roses churning, the lily of the valley, Lord. And you give her that great star to enlighten her way as she traveled here. And Father, love, would you bless the membership, Lord, that's sad, Lord, to give her up. But God, thank you, God, that you seen the tallest to grow and the trouble and the pain. God, I thank you for them angels, God.
Yes, Lord.
That you sent after Jesus and said, sis, it's over. I've got a land where you'll enjoy the realities of that beautiful and that blessed river. Where you'll hear the singing of the angels and you'll see the Lamb in that city forever and forever. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless this great congregation, Lord. And Lord, when we leave here today, I'm not going to tell her goodbye, but say sleep on. All we've got is the old house that Mom lived in. The real one's in heaven today with you. But Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that in the morning when a gable sounds alarm, beauty will spring from the prison of clay. And then, Lord, in my closing, Lord, when we wake in your lightness, then we'll be satisfied. We ask it all in your darling son's sweet name and for our sake care.
That we come here today to pay the last respects for this old sister that I've loved for many years. And it's been a fearful thing for me to think about standing here. I'm just about more than I can stand this morning. I desire your prayers, and I know Mother would want me to be just me.
Helping God.
And I hope you can pray. I've got this little song on my mind, and I hope you children can listen to the words of it. And those that don't know God, time is running out, people. I can see the sun is sinking. I can see the darkness coming over, and I can see in my imagination that someone on earth's life is gone. Somewhere, someone today is leaving. Somewhere, someone is going away. Their life on this earth today is over. For somewhere, someone is gone away. I thought of all my friends that I have met here and what they mean to me down here below. But today, some of them today is leaving, and oh, how it hurts to see them go. It might be a loved one today that's leaving, or it could be a friend just down the way, or it could be a neighbor today is leaving. And oh, my dear friend, it could be you. So don't put off today what's so important. No, don't you forget to pray. For today our lives may be over, and we will be the one that goes away. Life is in this world. And Brother Greg sung the song, "Here the day and gone the morrow." That's the way life is. We just, as the writer said of old, just as the vapor upon the water that appears for a little while, and we soon will vanish and go away. We're swift passengers here, just waiting for the call. I say sometime we all have the sentence of death upon us, and we're just waiting. We're on death row, just waiting for the call to come. I don't know where my mind, I've prayed and just trusting the Lord this morning. What He wants me to say, I thought of all the hearts as here today. And God, what does these hearts need? And I know today that you need Jesus. But maybe Jesus has got a word for me to speak to you. I know this old mother that I loved would want me to preach Jesus unto you. She loved the Lord with all of her heart. I've known this old mother longer than my mind can even comprehend. My mother used to tell me, she sat with her, and when I was a little baby, she used to nuss me on her lap. No doubt when I would cry, she would comfort me. These old mothers, one by one, are going away. But the day is another day, and this old mother's gone. But I want to say to you that she would want me to tell you about the Lord that she loved.
Yes, sir.
She would want me to preach Jesus unto you, to be the way, to be the truth, and to be the life, and the only way from this earth unto the glory world. Ah, yesterday, friend, and I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And He's got His arms stretched out today, and He's a-crying unto you, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You'll find rest for your soul. The other night, Mom was telling me, just 17 years old, she found that rest, brethren. Yes, for many a year, it's kept her in the way, brethren. I want you to know today to get you a God that can keep you, that when the trials of life come, and when you'll be faced with death, you'll have someone to lean upon, Brother Milburn. Listen today, friend. But He said unto him that overcome, He said, I'll make them a pillar in the temple, my God. Brother Milburn, today, I remember the day that God made me a pillar in the temple of his kingdom, friend, today, and give unto me eternal life. You see, eternal life is not unto this old man, but eternal life, brethren, is to the inward man, the man that is born again today and yesterday. And I would today, friend, that you would come unto God with that broken heart and a contrite spirit, and hear the day, brethren, and He'll give up to them that overcome, brethren. White stone, and in that stone a new name, say, and no one will know it, saving the receiving the honor, brethren, the day, listen today, friend, God has gone that little stone today to give unto each and every one that will sell out with sin and come to Him with that broken heart, brethren, and He will give you a new name that no man will know save him that receiveth it. And what will that name do for you, friend? Listen, it'll carry you over the rough and the rocky mountains of this life. Listen today, brethren. He said that He would make why the valley smooth. He would cause the mountain to be brought down. Oh, friend, I beg you today to come unto Him and cry unto Him for this mercy and to be born not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Oh, Jesus, died on the rugged cross that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. And where is this life today? This life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. All whosoever has Jesus in his heart, brethren, have the eternal life abiding within Him. Yesterday, this is just the old house that Jesus lived in. When He knocked on the door of her heart, she opened it up and said, "Come in, Jesus." Do you remember the hour that you opened your heart and said, "Jesus, come in. I love you, Lord, today, and I'm still crying the same cry, brethren. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And He loved you enough, friend, that He died and made a way for you, that whosoever would come and believe upon Him, brethren, should not perish, but have eternal life abiding within Him." I want you to know today, brethren, He abides with His children, and He gives them a promise, Brother Melbourne. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll be with you, and I'll forsake you not in the hour of death, which is the seventh hour, when we come down to lay down the last moment of our life. I believe Jesus is going to be there. Friend, gonna carry me over the last hill. Listen, who is the last enemy, brother? Is it not death, brother? I've not conquered that yet, but I've got a brother that's already conquered death, hell in the grave, brother. And He said, "Because I live, you can live also, friend." This life is in His Son. I want to lift Him up this morning. I want to tell you about the way, that the way is in the world, and the way, listen, the day is made for you, the day that you can get in contact with it. And this way, the old writer of old had said, "Stand ye in the way and inquire for the old path, and when you find it, walk therein." Listen, are you walking in the way of the Lord today? Brethren, that way got in me, and I got in the way, and it led me to the house.
My master, brethren.
And I've been walking in the way. I've been walking in the light that lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. That light today, brethren, it shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth not. That light today is a drawn man today, drawn ye out of darkness into His marvelous light. Listen today, brethren. Friend, and it'll lighten your path. Where He said the light of the path of the righteous shine more and more unto a perfect day. I declare, mother, she's already seen her perfect day, brother. When she went to sleep the other night, did you see her go to sleep? Brother, the old body went down, but the Spirit went up, brother. Listen, He said, "Who known the spirit of man that goeth upward,
and the spirit of the beast to go downward. Friend, today, if you've been born again, that spirit is going to go up. It's going back to the paradise of God, where the thief went on the cross, brethren. This day shall thou be with me in paradise. This day when you leave, if you've been born again, I declare that little ticket, that Mother God, if you got one of them, brethren, how you going to get it, brethren? Oh, but being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible. Jesus has got life to give unto you this morning. Won't you come with Him? Come unto Him with that broken heart and cry mightily unto the Lord. And the Lord said, He said, I'll hear your cries. I'll cast you out. I'll cast not one out, brother, but I'll receive you unto myself. Oh, brethren, He said, you can sup with me, and you with me, and I with you. Brethren, today, have you ever supped with the Lord? No wonder He said, brethren, come and taste of me, and see that I am good. It's very good this morning. Salvation, brethren, is of the Lord. And if you get a taste of that, friend, oh, friend, He said, I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. Listen today, brother, you can get a drink of the water that will be in you, a well of living water. Oh, friend, and when this old body laid down in the grave, brother, I want to tell you, that's not going to be the end of it, brother. There's coming a day, the old writer had said, oh, hide me away in the grave, and set me a time, and remember me, and call my name, and I'll answer thee. I'm waiting for the call, brother. I'm looking for the day when He's going to call. Oh, friend, what's He going to do? And when He raises in the morning, the dead in Christ is going to come forth first. What kind of a body are you going to get in that day? Job of old said, though the skin worm devour this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see God. I'll see Him for myself and not another. This is the flesh that I'm looking for, brother. When I wake in the likeness of Jesus Christ, the body that He's going to give me, like an unto Him, brother. It's a glorified body. It's a crown of glory, brother. I've been clothed from on high, brother. And then we'll sing that new song that we can't sing here. I remember Mother as a young boy. I used to come to church, and she always sat right there, brethren, and she would sing, and everybody in the house could sing, but you can pick her voice out over top of everybody. Oh, brother, I wonder in the morning, brother, when the choir begins to sing over in heaven, will I hear that voice again, brother? Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for the day, brother, when all nature will sing and cease to be. I'm looking for the day, friend, when all things be made new. Brother, today, why do you want to live here for? Listen, friend, in this world, He said, there's trials and tribulation, and there's sorrow and trouble. But Jesus said in me, you may have peace. I don't know about you, friend. Everywhere I look, there's trouble. Everywhere I look, there's sorrow. Just dying and crying. Cancer on every hand. Heart attacks on every hand. My loved ones are leaving one by one. Oh, brother. Here's the good thing about it. When we wake over there, there'll be no more dying. There'll be no more crying. I won't need the sun to light me no more. I won't need the sun or the moon. But God and the Lamb, I'll be the light of that city, brother. She's going to outshine the sun in that morning. When I wake in that morning, brother, we're going to shine, 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 yeah, brother, and sing, sing. I love to sing when I feel His Spirit near, friend. But in that day, we all going to gather around the throne of God, brother. And I sing that little song sometime. I want to cast my crown at the Master's feet. Listen, brother, I want to get down before the throne. I want to cry, Brother Jimmy. Thank you, Lord. For I believe I'm going to remember yonder's world, the salvation that He gave, not the sorrow, but I'm going to remember why I'm there. I've always believed that, brother. Listen, I'm not going to remember nothing that will bring to suffering or sorrow to me, but I'm going to be so thankful for grace, brother, that delivered me out of a horrible pit. And I was like the old writer cried, like a crane have I chattered, like a dove did I mourn, and the Lord picked me out of the horrible pit and set me on a rung and give me that new song, brother, as it was written, this song shall be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for wall and for bulwark, brother. I want you to know the day we have that city here. You say, where's it at? Is it over in Ashland? It's everywhere you go, people, but it don't come by observation. The kingdom of God is within you. It so be you've been born again. And if you've not been born again, your house is full of darkness, and you're going down. Your steps have took hold on hell, and that's going to be your final end, friend. So while you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may become the children of the light. Take heed, work while it's day. When darkness come, no man can work. Brother, you better get a song. I'm thinking of the time. I want these children to know. Mother wants you to come where she's at. Mother wants you to come where she's at. Some say, well, you don't know. She's over in heaven. The Bible teaches me that you shall know them by their fruits, brethren. And the Bible said, brethren, for 70 years she's called Jesus her, brother. She's walked the walk. She's talked the talk, brother. And sang and praised her King, brother. Listen today. That's all any of us knows about it. We're traveling by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. That which you see, why do you hope for them? But that which you see not, we do wait, brethren, for the redemption, to wit the redemption of our body. Then will I be satisfied. Yes, so, brethren, listen today. Go ahead and sing your song, friend. I hope you'll take some of this little message here today. You children that don't know God, those that don't know God, that you'll come to Him with that broken heart. You'll cry unto Him, that you'll prepare yourself. How are you going to prepare yourself? By believing from the heart that form of doctrine, brethren, that was once delivered unto us. Take heed. Listen the day. And if you don't take heed, the devil's going to bring you right down. As the old writer said, brethren, I hear a man say one time, Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Brethren, it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Listen today. What is the end of sin? The end of sin is death. Listen today. Oh, and where's death going to be? Death and hell. I'm going to be cast into the lake of fire that burned with fire and brimstone. He said, where the worm dive not and the fire not quench. This is going to be the end of those that don't know Jesus Christ and a pardon remission of their sin. But if you know him today, you've got eternal life abiding in your heart, brother, and no man can take it away from you.
Amen.
Give me silver.
give me Jesus, who gave my dying soul.
Troubles will be over. to my God I'll repair. When my heart is overwhelmed with sorrow and fear,
that's beautiful.